From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Audie Cornish, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hey, Audie.
Nice to
meet you.
Almost meet you. Now, are you in your house? Do they have an ISDN there, or?
Yes, yeah, that's exactly it. I'm sitting in my kitchen, looking at my kitchen wall. I've turned off the refrigerator. Yeah, I'm sometimes sharpening my pencil as the and it sounds like a meat grinder that I'm doing something awful here.
Now, remind us of the challenge that you left us with last week.
Yes, I said take the phrases part-time and timeshare. They're both familiar phrases with time, and the adjoining words part and share are synonyms. And I asked you to find phrases that work similarly with child. Blank child and child blank, two familiar phrases, and the words that precede and follow child should be synonyms. What are they?
And the answer?
My intended answer was foster child and child care. We had a few other interesting ones, which we accepted. Wonder child and child prodigy. And I also liked foster child and child advocate. Those also worked.
Well, I think that this week it was a little bit easier on people because we had a far higher number of entries compared to last week. We had over 1,500 people submit entries. And our randomly selected winner is Ben Hockman from Knoxville, Tennessee. Hi, Ben.
Hi.
Now, Ben, what do you do in Knoxville?
I'm a retired professor at the university.
Ah, so how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Oh, I go back to the postcard sending days. 10 years.
Well, this is your lucky week after a decade of play. Are you ready to play?
Oh, as well as I'm going to be.
Okay, Will, let's start the game.
All right, well, Ben and Audie, every answer today is the name of a world river. I'm going to give you anagrams of them. You name the rivers. For example, if I said Royal, R-O-I-L, plus E, you would say Loire, as in the river in France. Here's number one, Goal, G-O-A-L, plus V, as in Victor.
V, Volga.
Volga is right. Number two is Air, H-E-I-R, plus N, as in Nancy.
Rhine?
The Rhine is right. Goon, G-O-O-N, plus C, as in Charles.
G-O-O-N plus C?
That's right.
Oh, the Congo, of course.
Congo is right. Bite, B as in boy, I-T-E, plus R.
Well, the Bright, is there a Bright River?
No, think Italy.
The Tiber, of course.
The Tiber is right. The next one is Agnes, A-G-N-E-S, plus G. And for
Ganges.
This, think Ganges, good. Haste, H-A-S-T-E, plus M.
H-A-S-T-E, plus
M, as in Mary.
Thames.
Thames is it. Try this one, Grits, G-R-I-T-S, plus I.
Tigris.
Uh-huh. Gnome, G-N-O-M-E. Plus K. Think Southeast Asia for this one.
No, it's not coming.
And in particular, think Vietnam.
Mekong.
Mekong is it. Your next one is Unbag. U-N-B-A-G plus I. And for this one, think Africa. Do you know this one, Audie?
No, you can tell from the dead silence on this end. I am no help to Ben.
I'll tell you this one. It's the Ubangi.
Ubangi? Well,
the Ubangi River. Okay, and you're...
That was a river to tell you.
Well, there you go. The show's educational. And here's your last one. Preheats, P-R-E-H-E-A-T-S, plus U.
Euphrates.
The Euphrates is right.
All right, well, Ben, that was great. You totally did UT proud, and I'm sorry that I couldn't jump in and help you. Hopefully when Leanne comes back, remember all you puzzle people, you will get the help that you richly deserve. Let's see. So for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a week. You know what, Ben, I just realized something. Since Leanne is not here, I think I can do something for you, since I know one of your favorite NPR hosts is Susan Stamberg.
Oh.
Now, maybe I can get Susan to come in. Is she around?
Hi, that was a fabulous puzzle. I could do almost none of it.
Thank you for admitting you couldn't do any of it either.
Well, actually, I got a few, but the Euphrates just, whoa. Ben, Yes. Thank you for picking me. That tells me that you've been listening to the radio for a long time.
Very long time.
Good. Well, you ready to hear what you're going to get for playing this puzzle today?
Yes, please.
You're going to get a weekend edition lapel pin. And for everything else, you are going to need a lot of empty shelf space. The 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus. The Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers. The Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2. Will Shortz's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords. From St. Martin's Press, and finally, this is the last one, one of Will Short's Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. Woo, that's a lot of stuff. I hope you have room for it.
Thank you so much, Susan. Ben, tell us what member station you listen to.
WUOT, the radio station of the University of Tennessee, and the Lady Vols, basketball champions.
Ben Hockman from Knoxville, Tennessee, thanks for playing the puzzle with us.
Thank you, Deb.
Thank you, Susan, for coming in.
Oh, you're very welcome. Best of luck to you. You're doing just fine. Bye, everybody.
So, Will, what's the challenge for next week?
Yes, it comes from listener Lou Scott Bretzky of Barnhart, Missouri. Name a famous male movie star, first and last names, change the first letter of his first name to a G, and change the last letter of his last name to a T, as in Thomas. The result will be two words that are synonyms. What are they? So again, a famous male movie star, change the first letter of his first name to a G and the last letter of his last name to a T. The result will be two words that are synonyms. Who is the movie star and what are the words?
All right, Puzzle Masters, when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Audie.